When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. Tiffany here from Swish, and I want to talk about being a problem solver. In my classroom, I'm always telling my ICFirsties to be problem solvers. In first grade, that's one thing, but in adult life, it's a whole other. It can be really difficult to train your brain to go into a problem-solving mode. Maybe you don't even know where to start. It's a challenge that we all face in life, but when you learn to better help your brain find solutions, it's truly a great feeling. And if you've ever been thinking of giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is a great option. BetterHelp is convenient, it's accessible, it's affordable, and it's all online. And on top of that, they match you with a therapist just by filling out a brief survey. So when you want to be a better problem solver, therapy can get you there. Visit betterhelp.com/swish today to get 10% off your first month. That's better, HELP.com/swish.
Welcome to Swish and Flick, an All Potter podcast.
Swish and Flick, everyone. Swish and Flick.
Hello and welcome to episode 28 of Swish and Flick. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Megan.
I'm Katie.
And I'm Sarah's replacement, Sarah.
Harris.
The artist formerly known as.
I'm also like Sarah Ann. The new and improved 2018 Sarah.
Oh my gosh. So this episode is sponsored by Xavier Anderson. So thank you so much for your support, Xavier. We love you.
Yep.
You're awesome.
Today we will be discussing Chapter 6 of Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets, Gilderoy Lockhart. So make sure that you have read the chapter and you're ready to dive into the details before we begin. Megan.
I have two stories. Is that okay?
No. Yeah.
Well, seeing as what I know one of the stories
I know what
is,
the story is.
We're going to end with that. First off, we're going to end the Weekly Prophet with that news. So I don't know if anybody lives in Indiana, but Matthew Lewis is coming to Indiana Comic Con. He's going to be there Saturday and Sunday. Yes.
Is it by Gary Indiana? There's a song. Gary Indiana, Gary Indiana, Gary Indiana.
I feel like it's Indianapolis.
It is.
You turd.
So yeah, he is going, he's kind of like named as one of the bigger people who are going to be there. Yeah.
Do we know the actual dates?
Oh yeah, that's important, oh, isn't it? Yeah.
I know it's Easter weekend, so like I think it's
what that would be April.
About 1st,
no, March 30th through the 1st.
And April 1st.
Yes, so 30th is a Friday, 31st, and then April 1st is a Sunday.
But like, really, this website? Why is it so hard Weasley to find the dates birthday. On it?
And do you know who else is going to be there? Is
there we go.
The guy.
March 30th to April 1st, Indianapolis Convention Center in Indianapolis, Indiana. He's also being joined by Sean Astin.
I was going to say, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Which is cool.
And if you don't
We've
know
actually met him.
Mm-hmm. Well, and if you don't know who he is, y'all better get your facts straight, because he was in Lord of the Rings. He was in Goonies. He was in Stranger Things. Good old Bob.
He's
Bob.
Also being joined by Will from Stranger Things, Noah Schnapp.
Schnapp. Are we going to do this again, me and you?
Maybe.
I
Might
love
be
it.
That day.
So, yeah, those are like the three big ones, the three top ones, Matthew Lewis, Sean Astin, and Noah Schnapp.
You can get Oh, I'm sorry. This is your thing. Go for it.
No, you're good. Go ahead. Yeah.
Autographs for Matthew Lewis are $50, and photo ops are also $50. So if you want both, I believe it's going to cost you $100.
So does he get that money, or do they get that money?
He gets money. All of it.
Wow. What the hell does he need with that money? You got Harry Potter royalties.
Well,
don't you?
If you think about it, though, his role, like, yeah, I mean, obviously compared to us, he's got a lot of money. But if you're comparing him to like the trio or something like that, he didn't make nearly as much.
Yeah, but if you're comparing him to like other people, then
I know. It.
I mean, if
he
I
also
got,
like, he there, also still acts though. He's
those,
in other
like
things.
Level of.
I'm just curious.
Like, you know, like that level of role in movies, like they always do the cons.
Also, if I can you sit know, there like, and sign pictures
Sean
for $50
going?
A pop.
I don't know.
I mean, Sean Astin curious. Was just in Stranger Things as a pretty big role. Lord of the Rings. He doesn't need it, but why not? It's an extra $100 in your pocket for people who like you and want to meet you. So they get paid by the Comic-Con. Mm-hmm. They get paid to come with their their travel expenses paid mm-hmm. for, and they get all of the money from the people that mm-hmm. come.
I'm just curious.
We paid to meet Matthew Lewis when he came to Steel City Con in Pittsburgh. And let me tell you, he's really nice.
Yeah, he looks like he'd be really nice.
He didn't rush us. He made it worth your time.
Oh, definitely. I think it was also $50 for his autograph. Yeah. But he made it, it was worth $50. He spent time talking to you. He personalized the photo however you wanted. We had him write to Megan and Katie.
It said, yeah, you and whose army.
Yeah. And then he proceeded to tell us that he hates that line and he thinks that it's really cheesy.
It
along
cheesy.
With,
oh my God, I killed Harry Potter.
Yeah, that's his other one he hates. He's like, God, I saw that line and I was like, I really have to say that. Do I really have to do that?
I was like, those are like my two favorites.
I was like, it's so funny though. Like, it's corny, but like,
I wonder if anyone's ever been like, can I just have your number on there? And he's like, no.
Well, he's
well, he
engaged.
Did marry a fan, right?
He did.
Yeah, a worker.
He's about to. I don't think they're married yet.
No, they're just engaged.
Does anybody
of that,
know that story?
Charlie Weasley is engaged and not to me.
I know.
Ugh. Congrats, Charlie.
Congrats,
not
Ed.
To a dragon either.
Charlie.
But yeah, Barry. Matthew Lewis. So this, me and Katie, well, this episode is going to come out a little delayed, but Katie and I are going to the Celebration weekend this weekend in Orlando.
Don't Woo. Say.
And I know I've talked about it a lot. Sorry, guys.
No, I'm just green with envy.
Oh.
And Matthew Lewis was a frequenter of the Celebration weekends in previous years. He's not going to be there this year, which I was shocked by because he lives in Orlando now because of this story. So he was at the Celebration weekend, and one of the girls who runs it, like behind the scenes, they started dating. Because he came to the Celebration weekend, they met, started talking, now they're engaged, and he lives in Orlando now. To a Universal Orlando team member.
That's like a fangirl's dream.
Honestly.
Did she have to be like, I have posters of you in my bedroom?
She probably like went home and took them down. So like when he came over, she's like, I don't have any.
Side topic a little, but like has to do with like marrying fans. All three of the Hanson brothers married fans.
Serious?
Like legit fans. I think it was Isaac saw his wife for the first time in the front row at a Hanson show.
Shut up.
Yeah.
I remember.
Wasn't he
that.
The, who's the oldest? Is that
Isaac?
The middle one was the one that married first.
Yes, Taylor. And he has like five kids.
Yeah.
Nice.
But they're all so cute. And his one daughter's Penny after Penny and me. Yeah. So cute. I love Hanson.
Cute doesn't
I talked about
insanity.
This in the group. People know I like Hanson. It's all good. No shame here on my soapbox.
That's very early for that, Megan.
Oh, wait. Don't you have another piece of news?
I do. We have other news. Because shout out to our...
I'm still pregnant.
Shout out to our listener, Marissa, because she told us that Swish and Flick was on briefly, but still on the news at Fox 5 New York.
Hey!
They did a whole segment on podcasts and how like they're very popular.
And how there's a topic for everything.
Yeah, there's literally a podcast for like any topic that you can think of. And they said Harry Potter, and then they showed our podcast.
They did.
So shout out to all of you guys for helping us get to where we're at.
And if you're
really
listening because of that news clip, welcome.
Welcome. Yeah. Wait, should we do our round of welcome?
Yes. Do you want to do it?
Yeah.
The singing one?
Yeah.
What other one would there be?
I don't know. Did we make up something new?
Ready?
Ready.
Welcome.
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 Welcome. God, it was so good.
Also, sorry for us being ridiculous, but you know what? You're going to have to get used to it because that's how we are.
That's how we roll.
It's true.
This
it's
is
true.
Us. This is Swish and Flick. You love it or you hate it.
All right. Keep it rolling with the...
Recap.
That's Tiffany's like new thing, and I love it.
It'll never get old.
So last time, as much as Harry loves Hogwarts, he was sad to leave the Burrow because it had been, quote, the best month of his life, unquote. But apparently he couldn't get to Hogwarts either because the barrier at King's Cross wouldn't let him or Ron through. Have no fear, they flew the Ford Anglia all the way to Hogwarts. They almost got expelled, but this is Harry we're talking about.
Right.
So the story continues. Sarah.
Oh, do you want me to read
would
this?
Would you like to do the summary?
Do the honor.
I don't care.
I mean, it's really short and bad.
Oh, you were going to do what I was going to do.
I gotta okay. do it. I gotta
too many
do
people
it.
Are changing the colors. I wasn't supposed to be. As everyone knows, I was taking a break because I started a new job, going back to school, all that fun stuff.
And but then we got really famous and one came on the news.
She was like, hold up. I go back.
I thought we were doing a live video. And they're like, no.
We usually go live, though.
Yeah, we're going to go live.
Doing it live.
All right, so I won't.
Live.
I didn't read this chapter because I didn't know what's going to be on.
That's okay, because well, you're summarizing you're about, it for yourself.
Yeah, you're about to read the summary.
I want you to do an interpretive reading of my summary.
Put on your sultry voice. Here we go.
We start the chapter with a bit of a bang. Or should I say howler. Harry doesn't have a very good day. Lockhart thinks he's trying to get attention. Harry just wants to make it through his classes. We meet Mandrakes and Herbology, Colin Creevy and his annoying camera, and to get experience just how inexperienced Lockhart is with magical creatures.
Good job.
Ooh. Good job. I'm proud of you.
It's odd reading someone else's writing.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that banger howler thing.
Weasley's got himself a howler.
Oh, Lord. Here we go.
I can literally quote the howler word from word, and I know Sarah can as well. But
oh, movie yeah. or book?
Movie.
Yeah.
But we can maybe.
This is a bookism podcast.
Oh, you guys
so.
Are fake fans.
Everybody knows I like Twilight better, so.
That's true.
Hashtag Team Jacob.
No.
Hashtag glitter. All right, here we go. So Harry could barely enjoy any of the glory from the night before, you know, in Gryffindor Tower. And things started to go downhill really fast. But we have breakfast to save the day. So breakfast was, and I love the way she puts these as like measurements.
Mm-hmm.
Tureens of porridge.
What's a tureen?
Like a, large like container, a, like a yeah. long one.
Oh, okay.
Plates of kippers, mountain
kippers,
like weird. Aren't they like sardines?
No.
Like a type of sardine?
Oh yeah, I think you know what I think they are.
It's
like
a fish.
Look it up because I think
Meg,
we asked
would you like
before.
To ask what toast is? That's next.
A kipper is a whole herring. Are you listening?
Yeah. Yes.
A kipper is a whole herring, a small oily fish that's been split in a butterfly fashion from tail to head, along with the dorsal ridge, gutted, salted, or pickled.
You know who likes
or
you kippers?
Cold smoked.
The dad from the Wild Thornberries.
Nigel. I almost bought a shower curtain
with his butt on it. I saw that on Twitter. It was great.
Oh.
This is a tureen you can buy for $40 almost.
Oh, nice.
All right. Beautiful. Very cool.
Cute.
Mountains of toast.
What's toast?
That's bread.
Got
that's
it.
That's been put
you
in the toaster.
You answered my question.
A little crispy. And dishes of eggs and bacon. No sausage.
What are eggs?
Well, she can go herself.
What came first? The chicken or the egg?
The sausage.
And so Hermione is not pleased with the boys' behavior from the previous night, so she's kind of ignoring them. And then the mail arrives in about 100 owls or so, and something gray fell into Hermione's jug.
Hermione's jug.
That's what it said. It
I was know, like, that's just a weird wording.
Maybe it was the jug of pumpkin like the, juice that was sitting in front of her.
Yeah.
Maybe that's...
Jug of punch.
I don't know.
That's an Irish song. It's a drinking song.
Okay. Glad to have you back. And we find out that it is Errol, which he should have retired
a long time
after
ago.
The Hogwarts letters experience in trying to deliver Hermione's because he almost died. And so he's carrying something red And it was an envelope, and it caused Ron to become terrified. Why?
I don't know.
It's just a little red envelope.
Tell us.
Why? And so this is one of those things that Harry has zero clue about. And it shows us, like, I mean, we are in book two, and a lot of things are still so new to him in the Wizarding World.
He read it out loud. It's a movie, isn't my lied? Go on.
Okay. And so Ron whispers faintly, she sent me a howler. And he's like shocked. I wish, was that in the movie?
I'm pretty sure. Isn't it Seamus saying he's got himself a howler?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wish they would have put this in. I think that's a fun line to add. Like, I don't really care that it's there, but it would have been cool to hear him like flip out. And so Neville and Ron are extremely worried about this howler. And I just want to point out how nice Neville is about it. He's like exceptionally kind. He's like, just open it right away. It'll be worse if you don't. And so it starts to smoke.
Poor Neville's experienced.
Yeah.
And so Ron finally decides to open it. And Neville covers his ears. And Harry's like, why is he doing that? And then it starts to shriek. And so I know I'm putting you on the spot.
Oh, is it the...
But will you read the howler?
You have to pass it down.
Give it to her.
Why am I reading?
Because I just feel like you would do it. You would do it well.
When I was reading this, I turned the page and it was immediately thick, black, capital letters. And yeah. I jumped back from it for a second. Like, holy crap.
I wish I would remember the first time.
No, you I meant that during this reread that happened.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You don't have to scream it. Just
am I just reading just what is highlighted?
Yeah, just the howler stuff.
Do it. Stealing the car? I wouldn't have been surprised if they'd expel you. You wait till I get a hold of you. I don't suppose you stopped to think what your father and I went through when we saw it was gone. Letter from Dumbledore last night. I thought your father would die of shame. We didn't bring you out to behave like this. You and Harry could both have died. Absolutely disgusted. Your father's facing in an inquiry at work, and it's entirely your fault. And if you put one toe out of line, we'll bring you straight home.
Love it.
Oh, and Ginny, dear, congratulations on making Gryffindor. Your father and I are so proud.
I like how you yelled the first line, and you're like, hee hee.
I can't do a British accent, guys. Sorry. So otherwise, I would have actually sounded like a
British. You should have been very upset by how
awful. Done it like Bud.
Hey guys, this is Bud.
I don't know if Bud can read.
This is Molly Weasley. Hey guys, it's all your fault.
I'm done with you. Go back home.
Thank you, Sarah. That was well done.
Yeah, thanks.
So the people in the hall were looking at them. Ron is a pleasant shade of crimson.
Oh, that was a bad one.
Do it.
No, nope. I think my bell is broken.
It is user error.
Yeah,
do you want to switch your bells? We'll prove it.
No,
I just hit it and it sounded good.
Yeah.
So I wanted to bring up Howler on Pottermore, and there's just a little bit about it. So it's a red envelope containing a shrieking, angry message that's impossible to ignore. And I love that there's a little illustration and it says, Mrs. Weasley is not impressed. And a mortifying experience, and it shows Ron's face from the movie. And there's a little, like, it looks like a watercolor of Errol crashing into Hermione's jug, which is blue. And so there's even a little fact file on Howler. It says, under magical properties, delivers the sender's message at a magically magnified volume, 100 times louder than their normal voice.
That's insane.
I don't feel like she's... Oh. I don't feel like she's a quiet person either, so...
Right. I was just thinking, imagine me, a person who's loud.
People would go deaf. And it also heats up rapidly and explodes if not opened fast enough, burning completely completely once the message has been delivered. And the purpose to direct abuse... To direct abuse, a complaint or criticism to the recipient? That's weird,
like,
wording.
Commas to direct abuse
a complaint or a criticism. But yeah. Abuse sounds weird.
That is a weird word to use.
That threw me off completely.
It's like reading Ollivander.
Yeah.
He is really weird to read.
Who writes these?
Me.
J.K. Rowling.
J.K.
I can't feel it.
Rowling.
That's weird.
Okay, moving on. Yeah, so that's a howler. And so after all this happens, Hermione feels perfectly fine with the degree of punishment that they received. And Harry is feeling exceptionally, I don't know, that says epically. I think I meant to write exceptionally, but I wrote too. Epic. Epically guilty with what had happened, especially because of all they had done for him over the summer. And knowing what kind of financial situation they're in by seeing their vault. And they literally can't afford a fine.
Yeah.
Way to go, Harry.
He probably feels horrific.
Wait, did they have to pay a fine?
He does get fined.
But I wonder if they do.
He's like, it says that he's fined now, does
no,
it?
No. He's just facing the inquiry.
Yeah.
I wonder if like they do, like I know a lot of times, I think in like child support cases and stuff, like if the person owes money, they just take it out of their paycheck. Like, yeah. So they can't even have any. I'd say a lot of people work for under the table if they're not nice people and don't want to pay their child support.
Yeah.
But maybe they do that. Like, if he has to pay a fine, they take it out of his salary from the ministry.
Yeah. Probably. Which still
sucks.
Yeah. But he has no time to dwell on his guilty thoughts because McGonagall's coming around giving out their schedules, and Gryffindor has double herbology with the Hufflepuffs.
Shout out.
And it's a movie-ism.
In the movie.
They have Slytherins there as well.
And Hufflepuffs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like a mix.
It's like all of them. There might even be Ravenclaws there. I think it's like combined. Well, I know that Susan Bones is there, and definitely Draco. Mm-hmm.
I think it's probably because in the movies they had like, oh, well, we're going to throw all these people that are like, everybody knows who Draco is. Everybody knows who this person is. We're just going to throw them all together.
Yeah, we got to make it funny with the biting of the mandrake and stuff. But so I just wanted to point that out. And as they're making their way to the greenhouses, they cross the gardens and the veggie patch. And I think last episode I was like, what do they do about food there? Like, who's working with these? Yeah. So we know that there are gardens. We just don't know who tends them. I assume it's house elves.
I would agree.
I would say them or Professor Sprout.
I don't think Sprout's doing that. She's got too much going on.
Yeah, I guess.
She has like a billion greenhouses with stuff. Like with magical plants and stuff.
I wonder if Hagrid does like any sort of tending to them. Like,
well, he does the pumpkins.
Right. But are those his own?
I think they are. I mean, I think he just
does them for him, just them for Halloween, like on the side.
And the tree, are the trees a thing, or do they come from the forest?
I bet those come from the forest.
Okay.
He is the keeper of keys and grounds at Hogwarts.
Yeah,
that is true.
I just don't
make the most sense that Hagrid would do it.
But I don't know. But tell us what you think, listeners. Tell us who you think tends the
house elves, vegetable garden, Madame Pomfrey. Who does it?
Can see him
or
out there.
Or someone Pomfrey.
That came out of nowhere.
Sorry.
Sprout.
Sprout. Can see him out there breaking his back, laying down dragon dung fertilizer.
Yeah, I can see him talking to me like,
he probably bought the barrel of it in Diagon Alley. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Little babies, you can grow now. I can't wait to see you come into like be real green beans, the little seedlings. Oh, I can just see him talking to the plants.
Real
I don't
green
know.
Beans. You're a real bean now. Okay, moving on.
It's a commercial break.
See ya. Commercial break. Are movies, gaming, TV, comics, and general nerdy culture your life?
Yeah.
They are for the guys at Nerdy Things Podcast. There's no more entertaining way to stay up to date on your nerdy news than listening to the nerdy boys discuss the week's biggest hits before diving deeper into a main topic that is sure to tingle your nerdy senses. You can find a new episode every Thursday on the podcatcher of your choice and on YouTube with exclusive extras added through the week, like movie reviews and more. Don't wait. Add Nerdy Things Podcast to your library as soon as you finish this episode.
Right. We're back from that. Let's talk about Professor Sprout.
Do it.
So I pulled up her character profile on Pottermore.
Pomona Sprout.
There's not really a whole lot honestly, it's just kind of like the basics. There's like a little, there's a little watercolor drawing of her. It says she's herbology professor and expert in dangerous plants, and she's head of Hufflepuff House. There's an illustration of the mandrake, and I do love the illustration because it has the purple in the leaves, like is described in the book.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas in the movie, there it's
like gray.
Yeah,
it looks like the troll foot on our table.
Kind of, yeah.
Do they even have like a little profile
at the very bottom? Oh, okay. Well,
I was gonna say if they don't have that, that's lame.
Check
that out.
Her birthday is May 15th, which is one day before mine. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Literally, her fact file on here is her birthday is May 15th. She's Hufflepuff, and her skills are herbology.
What the heck? Give us a little something. Is there anything in those small e-books, I wonder?
Maybe. I'm going to look up the Wikia.
Yeah, you know. Do that.
Professor Sprout.
Is it Sprout and Flitwick that are rumored to have had a fling?
Yeah. Oh, here's a little bit more.
Hey, this is Megan from Swish and Flick. I wanted to tell you all about Book of the Month. I love the curated list of books that is available every month. It makes it so easy to find something for you. Book of the Month focuses on new and upcoming authors. It's really helped me to venture beyond my regular genres. I am so excited at the start of every month to see what Book of the Month has picked. And what's better than getting a cute blue box in the mail with a book in it? I was so excited to see this month The Paradise Problem by Christina Loren was a pick. You guys know how much I love their writing. I've already started it, and it's everything you could expect from a Christina Loren novel. Book of the Month is offering a great intro offer for the month of May. You get your first book for $5 with the code PETALS, PETALS, and shipping is always free. Head on over to bookofthemonth.com and use code PETALS.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Head of Hufflepuff House, head of the herbology department. She attended the school in her youth where she was sorted into Hufflepuff and excelled at herbology.
She went to there when she was a kid?
Yeah.
Whoa.
What?
Sometime after her graduation, Sprout returned to Hogwarts to teach.
Sometime. We have no time frame. We don't care about you.
Professor Sprout opposed Lord Voldemort during the Second Wizarding War.
You don't say.
She grew mandrakes in 1993 that would later be used in the Mandrake Restorative Draught to cure those who were petrified by Slytherin's monster.
Wait, what?
I know, isn't that weird?
Wait, that just ruined this whole book,
dude. This whole book is done. Moving on.
That's like literally...
Why so little?
Professor Sprout was born into a wizarding family of unknown degree.
Wait, it gets better.
On the 15th of May in 1931 or 1941 in Britain or Ireland.
Wait, I like the next one.
She presumably purchased her wand from Diagon Alley at the age of 11 prior to attending Hogwarts.
Why even write this? Why even put that in?
Oh...
Okay, whatever.
She was probably taught... This is kind of cool. She was probably taught by Professor Herbert Beery at the time and likely achieved a high-graded... Well, this is kind of dumb because she, like, teaches it now. High-graded OWL in the subject of herbology and maybe even in NEWT as well.
But this is cool. Her and McGonagall
overlapped by 2 years. The two students enjoyed an excellent relationship both then and in later years.
That's
so, yeah,
cute.
It's like, yeah, there's not really anything on her. Little side story, fun fact about the lady who plays Professor Sprout in the movies. trying to see if it has her name here. I don't know off the top of my head, but apparently she hates talking about Harry Potter whenever she goes to Comic Cons, and she's really grouchy about it.
Okay, A, why are you there if you're not going to talk about Harry Potter?
Yeah, I don't know, because I don't know if she's really been where? Physical information. Species, human.
Oh, my God.
I can't.
Get off that.
Oh, the Wikia, you kill me sometimes. You kill
sometimes
me.
It's so good. And
why is she grouchy?
So
that
not.
Makes me sad.
I don't know. It's
I've heard
weird.
That multiple
Miriam
times.
Marigold.
Has she been in anything else besides...
Oh, that could be why she's
in Harry
grouchy.
Potter? Yeah.
Yeah.
She was an episode of Family Guy.
What? As who?
Right eyeball. She was in Miss Fisher's Murder Mysteries.
Okay.
She's on a show called Troll Lead.
Troll Bogies.
But, like, let's be real. She's probably remembered as Professor Sprout.
Well,
do you think
that upsets her?
I mean, do you want to be right eyeball? I don't know.
She was on an episode of Merlin. She was an episode of Doc Martin.
Merlin was good. It's a
good show. Yeah, so, yeah, I don't know. I've just heard that she can be...
Cheer up, Charlie.
Crabby.
Yes.
That's the theme of this episode.
So I also wanted to do a character profile finally on Lockhart, because we did meet him in the Flourish and Blots episode, but, like, not really like we meet him
now. Yeah.
So it's really interesting. Yes.
Did you know the guy that plays him, who he was married to? I know I've said this on this podcast a million times, but him and Emma Thompson were married.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they were divorced. I think before they were filming in this. And his new movie is up for an Oscar.
I do know that.
Dunkirk.
Yeah.
Best picture, I believe.
He directed it, right?
Y'all know how I feel about Dunkirk. And he stars in it.
Yeah.
But did he actually direct it? Y'all know how I feel about Dunkirk.
Did he really direct it, or did somebody else direct it and he confunded them?
Obliviate? I don't know. That's something that they...
Did you miss your wife's joke, or did you play off of it?
I stole it.
I said play off of it.
She's quiet. So I took it.
I'll deliver the joke. No one will hear it.
I heard you.
Well, I know. Also, grab it, and then it's hilarious. I'm like, oh,
if we're
mine.
Honest, didn't someone else put that joke on our group?
Yes.
So you're really stealing it from them.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
Yeah.
You didn't have to tell everybody, Sarah.
Sorry. I'm not that sorry.
This is really cool. I never read this.
Okay,
so
me neither.
There's writing by J.K. Rowling on Gilderoy that goes a little bit more in-depth about, like, him, his character and everything, which is interesting.
Is he based on someone she knew in real life?
I think so.
I mean, yes. I assume everybody is a little bit. Right.
She did. I mean, she said yes, but she gave zero details because she never wanted that person to know. Just like Umbridge.
Yeah. Okay.
So in his early life, he was born to a witch mother and a muggle father. So he's a half-blood. He was the only one of his parents' three children to show magical ability.
Wow.
Oh, I wonder what the other two think.
Yeah.
They're older than him.
He was his mother's...
No, I'm serious. Two older sisters.
He was his mother's unashamed...
I'm just like, I wonder what they think. And you're like, they're older than him.
He was his mother's unashamed favorite.
Mama's boy.
Oh, that's not kind.
Yeah. And the realization that he was also a wizard caused his vanity to blossom like a particularly pernicious weed? Pernicious?
We can read.
Peeweed.
Anyway, so at school, he did go to Hogwarts. That word?
Pernicious?
Pernicious? That sounds good.
Let's be honest, why am I looking at it like I'll be able to read it?
Okay, so he went to Hogwarts, and his arrival was not the triumph that he and his mother had expected.
I wonder why.
Somehow Lockhart had not appreciated that he would be in a whole school full of witches and wizards, and it wouldn't just be him, like, at home.
Oh my gosh.
Many of them more accomplished than himself. In fact, he had visualized for himself an entrance into Hogwarts not unlike the one that Harry Potter experienced decades later. He had imagined walking down the corridors to excited whispers of his magical prowess, it never having occurred to him that every student at Hogwarts had had similar experiences before starting school. In Lockhart's own mind, he was already a fully fledged hero and genius. And it was a most unwelcome shock to discover that his name was unknown, his talents were unexceptional, and that nobody was particularly impressed by his naturally wavy hair.
Oh, are you guys impressed by my curly hair? Because it's just beautiful and I grow it myself.
This is Petunia and Dudley take one.
Yes.
Yeah.
So this is not to say that Lockhart had no talent. Indeed, his teachers felt that he was above average intelligence and ability, and that with hard work, he might make something of himself, even if he fell short of the ambitions he shared freely with classmates.
Freely.
Lockhart told anyone who would listen that he would succeed in making a philosopher's stone before leaving school, and that he intended to captain England's Quidditch team to World Cup glory before knuckling down to become Britain's youngest minister for magic.
Spoiler alert, none of that happened.
Shout out, Sarah. He was a Ravenclaw.
Hey, he was above average and stuff, so.
Yep. If he was not first and best, he would rather not participate at all.
Oh my
what
God.
A sore loser.
Increasingly, he directed his talents towards shortcuts and dodges. He valued learning not for its own sake, but for the attention it brought him. And he craved prizes and rewards. He lobbied the headmaster to start a school newsletter because he liked nothing better than to see his name and photograph in print. Never very popular, he nevertheless achieved his primary goal of school-wide recognition through repeated attention-getting exploits. He received a week's worth of detentions for magically carving his signature in 20-foot-long letters into the Quidditch pitch, and he managed to create a massive illuminated projection of his own face, which he would send skywards in imitation of the Dark Mark. He sent himself 800 Valentine's cards one year.
Oh my God.
Which caused such a pileup of owls in the Great Hall that breakfast had to be abandoned for far too many feathers and droppings in the porridge.
Oh my God.
Wait, maybe I should send myself 800 Valentine's cards. I don't have one.
All right, we're now accepting Valentine cards for Sarah. Please send them to our P.O. box.
Yes, please.
I'm
and
single.
I'm not kidding.
Single and ready to mingle. Send me your number.
So his post Hogwarts career. It was
That was all.
Yeah, that was all
Hogwarts.
At Hogwarts. The staff was pretty relieved to see him go. He was soon heard of in foreign parts where his exploits began garnering increasing publicity. And many of his ex-teachers began to feel that they may have misjudged him. However, the truth was that Lockhart had found his true calling at last. He'd never been a bad wizard, only a lazy one, and he'd decided to hone his talents in one direction, memory charms. And we know how that went.
Not the band, because, you know, fun fact, he was starring in Dunkirk with One Direction ner Harry Styles.
One Direction ner.
I love Harry Styles.
So within a decade
of date me.
within a decade of leaving school, Lockhart had achieved bestseller status with his series of autobiographical books and a reputation as a world-class defender against the dark arts. He even received the Order of Merlin, third class, became an honorary member of the Dark Force Defense League, and won Witch Weekly's Most Charming Smile Award no less than 5 times in a row, as we all know from how many times he told us in the books.
This is hefty. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm skipping over some stuff just because it's like a lot that we know already just from reading the books. Yeah. But
imagine when he went back to school to teach and all the teachers are like,
The ones that were still there.
Yeah. Well, funnily, is that a word? Funnily enough?
I don't think so.
Funny enough?
Funnily enough.
Funnily is right.
Albus Dumbledore, he happened to have known two of the wizards for whose life's work Gilderoy had taken credit.
Oh, snap.
What?
And was one of the only people in the world who thought he knew what Lockhart was up to.
Because he knows everything.
Dumbledore was convinced that Lockhart needed only to be put back into an ordinary school setting to be revealed as a charlatan and a fraud. Professor McGonagall, who had never liked Lockhart, asked Dumbledore what he thought students would learn from such a vain, celebrity-hungry man. And Dumbledore replied that there is plenty to be learned, even from a bad teacher, what not to do and how not to be.
Amen to that.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Did you know apparently Hugh Grant was originally cast to play him?
Yeah.
But had to back out?
Yeah.
I like Kenneth Branagh so much better.
I like Hugh Grant, but Kenneth Branagh just like fits it so well.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. So yeah. He brought him as a teacher, and like his goal basically was to reveal his
That's crazy.
His fraudness.
Got it, but the
okay.
Dumbledore.
J.K. Rowling's
But at the expense,
thoughts.
Though, of all those students. For a whole year's worth of education.
I know.
Yeah, but when did they really get a good education?
They do in the other classes. Lupin. Yeah.
Honestly, I think
that's
the best,
what I'm saying in defense.
The best year for defense, I think, was Lupin.
But we don't know what, what's his face?
Moody. Fake Moody did teach them a lot, even though it was fake kind Moody. Of dark.
I would call him
Barty
Moody.
Crouch Jr.
He doesn't deserve that title.
But I'm just saying,
who
like.
In five?
Umbridge.
Umbridge. Ugh. That's right. I try to forget about her.
But just say, I mean, truthfully, that's a poor decision on his part. Like, there was other ways that you could have exposed him. You didn't need to do it at the expense of all the teachers.
Well, Tiffany, here's my back students. And forth with Dumbledore.
We could have a
no,
whole
I'm in
discussion.
Love with him, but I'm just saying, this was a poor choice, in my opinion.
He makes a lot of
poor also
decisions.
Wondering, though,
would you lie to his dad?
If that was his only reason for choosing, or if there was no one else.
Well, there's that too, yeah.
I think it could have been at least a little bit of both.
I would hope. I would agree. Both,
especially here, though, Lockhart might not have been keen to return to Hogwarts, given how well his career of stolen glory was progressing, had Dumbledore not dangled the promise of Harry Potter over his fame-hungry head.
So this is twice
again,
he's used to hire somebody.
Dumbledore uses Harry.
Just like with Slughorn.
Sorry, Tiffany.
No, I mean, yes, whatever. This is a poor choice. I mean, he makes poor choices, as we all do.
I never make a poor choice.
Oh, I wonder why you looked at me when you said that.
Huh? You're across the table from me. Where do you want me to look?
Not at me. I don't make any poor decisions.
Oh. Yeah, we're perfect.
Practically perfect in every way.
Oh yeah, like Mary Poppins.
As a humble Hufflepuff, I will admit I am not perfect.
I will also admit that I am not perfect.
You're just trying to be brave like a Gryffindor.
Sucks to suck, Megan.
All right, so there's my little fact file on Gilderoy.
That was a big fact file, but I didn't know, half of that. I'm excited.
Yeah, I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah, that was great.
I wish that she would do that for literally every single character. I want to know more about
more,
her.
Yeah,
how many
details.
Characters are there? Just in her defense, there's like a million characters.
I just really want her to tell us if Lavender Brown died.
But also she like writes other books that aren't Harry Potter books. So.
Well, I'm also...
Well, she should stop that.
No, they're really popular. Those,
I know.
Those...
Strike.
Yeah, the Striker
Warren
books.
Strikes.
Aren't they now a
My mom reads
something?
Them. She likes them. Yeah, on BBC.
Yeah. I feel you, Foss.
We're not going to do that, sir.
So... Back to the chapter. They get sent to Greenhouse 3. Ooh.
Greenhouse 3s! Look at you!
They've only been to Greenhouse 1.
Yeah, they're all very anxious and like excited because this is dangerous stuff that's in Greenhouse 3. But Harry gets pulled aside by Lockhart. And Lockhart tells him that it's all his fault that Harry flew the car to Hogwarts for attention. And he then also says that a few people have heard of Harry because of all of that he who must not be named business.
Just a few.
Yeah.
Just a few.
And Harry is obviously annoyed, but he goes back to Herbology a little bit confused over the whole conversation.
I just feel like he's like dazed. He's like, what just happened?
Yeah. So I was just going to read the little description of mandrakes from the book. It says mandrake, literally, this is Hermione like literally reading a textbook. Mandrake, or mandragora, is a powerful restorative. It's used to return people who have been transfigured or cursed to their original state. The mandrake forms an essential part of most antidotes. It is also, however, dangerous. The cry of the mandrake is fatal to anyone who hears it. So they're tufty little plants, purplish green in color, and they were growing in rows. And Professor Sprout gives everybody earmuffs because they're just babies, so they won't kill you. They might just make you pass
out.
Not
yet.
Yeah.
The screaming roots.
And if you eat them, they taste like snack bags.
They do. I know from experience.
Chocolate snack bags. Yes, and the Screaming Roots.
Did you guys know that a mandrake is like, that's like a real plant?
Yeah,
like it really exists.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I didn't, so that was exciting.
For dream crushers over here.
Sorry.
So a mandrake is the root of a plant that was historically derived either from plants of the but they're found in the Mediterranean region of the world, and the roots really do kind of look like a person, and it's like in folklore and stuff like that where it's like actually a person and stuff.
Are they toxic?
It's hallucinogenic and narcotic.
Huh.
Mm.
So it induces a state of unconsciousness and was used as an anesthetic for surgery in ancient times.
I was going to say, I'm like, that's what narcotics do. Look, they will make you pass out.
In one superstition,
people who pull up this root will be condemned to hell, and the mandrake root would scream as it was pulled from the ground, killing anyone who heard it. Therefore, in the past, people have tied the roots to the bodies of animals and then used these animals to pull the roots from the soil because they wanted the animal to be condemned and not them.
That's crazy.
Jeez. Yeah. That's cool.
Really cool. I'll show you later.
Okay. So, yeah. And then, really, the only other thing that I wanted to touch on was the fact that we meet Justin Finch-Fletchley for the first time. And he discusses being accepted at Eton, which is a boarding school in England.
I did look that up.
Like, yeah.
And I was like, because I looked it up before I saw it in the doc, and I was like, oh, Megan.
Obviously a muggle boarding school, yes.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Eton College is an English independent boarding school for boys in Eton, Berkshire, near Windsor. It educates more than 1,300 pupils aged 13 to 18. Peoples? I think it's all boys. Pupils.
Oh, I heard people.
So yeah, it's all boys, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wanted to go to a boarding school when I was younger.
You're so weird.
Yeah. That's it.
That'd be the greens.
I'd go to a boarding school full of boys. I wouldn't mind it.
So Harry and the trio go on to the rest of their classes for the day. And I think it's funny that Harry mentions that transfiguration seemed to be especially difficult because everything he'd learned seemed to leak out of his head during the summer. And they're turning beetles into buttons, which I feel like is kind of, I don't know, it seems kind of advanced.
I don't know.
It's not as advanced as mice into snuff boxes or whatever.
I mean, we're going from insects, you know, and then we go into mammals.
Yeah. True. So this is also our first look at how badly Ron's wand is damaged.
Yes.
So he tried to repair it with spello tape, which in the movie drives me nuts because he just like winds it all crappy around.
I know.
Like, stop. Just take the time to just nicely put it around.
It's whatever. Ron.
I know.
It is Ron.
But anyway, so it crackles and it sparks and it engulfs gray smoke and it smells like rotten eggs, which just poor Ron. And Harry's like, why don't you just write for another? But Ron will not, because after that howler, he's like, my mom will just tell me it's my own fault. It's no use.
But would she?
Yes.
I mean, she would have been mad at him, but I think that he would have probably gotten a wand.
Yeah.
She would have made him hear it, but I mean, would she really deny him
a wand? May have sent him another howler.
Yeah.
I would have loved it.
So then they go to Defense Against the Dark Arts with Lockhart. Little fun fact, I can't stand him, and I'll probably say that this whole book, but whatever.
Who can't you stand, Lockhart?
Lockhart.
Oh, yeah. He's just...
He's pretty awful. Hermione, however, outlines all of his lessons in Little Hearts. What are you laughing at?
I'm laughing. It's nothing to do with this, but being phony. You're a phony. You're a big fat.
You're a big fat phony.
What is that?
Hey, this guy's a phony. It's, it's one of my favorite things to say. And she knows it. And that's why she's dying. Sorry, guys.
It's okay. So before they go to defense, they're stopped by Colin Creevy. We get to meet him.
It autocorrected it to Colin,
Colin Creevy again. So he's the mousy hair boy that they saw getting sorted from the previous chapter. He's clearly a muggle born and he's amazed with everything about magic and Hogwarts.
He like would be me.
I was just about to say that. I'd be like,
oh my God, magic. Also, kid who plays him is perfect.
Yeah,
we watched it again the other day.
So cute.
And the cute little Colin Creevy wants a signed picture. We're trying to watch all of them
before we go this weekend, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, we're gonna
gosh, you're running out of time.
Well, we're on four. Five. We're on five.
Yeah.
But
so I Colin, really like to watch three.
Colin asked for a signed picture, which I don't think he was expecting. Huh? Yes, from Sarah.
Hey, Colin hit. Well, sorry, but I would have given it to you. Oh. You want a signed picture of me? I'll give you one.
Of course, Malfoy overhears this and makes this big stink about it. And Ron tells him to eat slugs. Foreshadowing. Mm.
Definitely foreshadowing.
And of course, Malfoy continues to make fun of Harry. And Ron says that Ron would like a signed photo because it'd be worth more than his family's whole house.
He's such an...
I know. And Ron's about to curse him and probably make himself eat slugs when Lockhart comes over. And, of course, hears that he's giving out signed pictures and tells him, that's not sensible for this stage in your career. So then they get to Defense Against the Dark Arts. And Ron, he's like, you could have cooked an egg on your face.
I love that line.
You better hope Colin Creevy and Ginny... Oh, sorry, you better hope Creevy doesn't meet Ginny or they'll be starting a Harry Potter fan club. That's the last thing Lockhart needs to hear, because can you imagine if he heard that in the middle of class? I don't think Harry ever would have showed up again.
You are still not at that point in your career.
Do you know what it makes me think of when he says it's not sensible for this stage in his career? I wonder if he's thinking back to when, like, he was in school and he was, like, trying to do all these things and be a big shot and it, like, didn't work.
Yeah.
He's probably, like, trying, honestly, to be like, Harry, I tried it. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
You know what you got to do? You got to put your face up in the sky.
You got to write your name on the Quidditch pitch.
Send yourself 800 Valentines.
Oh, my God. So funny.
So I wanted to look up and see if I could find anything about his awards.
Yes.
So he gets the Order of Merlin third class. And of course, according to the wiki, which had good information this time, it's an award bestowed upon wizards and witches who have achieved great things for the wizarding world. So there's obviously three classes. The first class is acts of outstanding bravery or distinction. The ribbon is green because that's believed to represent Merlin's Hogwarts house as Slytherin, and the whole Order of Merlin comes from the Middle Ages.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Merlin.
Mm-hmm. Second class is achievement or endeavor beyond the ordinary with a purple ribbon. And third class is having made a contribution to the store of knowledge or entertainment. And that's just a white ribbon. And I won't ding because that's what Lockhart got and I don't like him.
I feel like it should be like a gold ribbon.
Yeah.
Gold's more fun than white.
He's also... Go ahead.
Did Harry, Ron, and Hermione get Order of Merlins?
Probably.
I don't know.
Sorry. I think, no, maybe not. Not Peter Pettigrew, right? What did he get? He got something, Death. But then it got retracted. Yeah, he deserved it.
All right.
Yeah, Swift and messy. Oops. I'm sure he got, I think he got something. And then, and then once, you know.
He got some award.
All that came out.
So he's also an honorary member of the Dark Forces Defense League, which all it said was it's an organization against the dark arts.
Oh, really?
Thanks. And it may or may not be affiliated with the Ministry of Magic.
Mom.
And then we know that he's the 5-time winner of the Witch Weekly's Most Charming Smile Award. But he didn't get rid of the abandoned banshee by smiling at her. To which he says that and waits for the class to laugh.
And no one does. Oh, my God.
And then he has them take a quiz. Here's three questions from that quiz. What is Gilderoy Lockhart's favorite color? Do we know?
Lilac.
What is Gilderoy Lockhart's secret ambition?
Isn't it to rid the world of dark forces?
Yes. What, in your opinion, is Gilderoy Lockhart's greatest achievement to date? So even here, he just wants people to, like, boast him up.
What was his greatest achievement? I can't remember.
It's your opinion.
Well, it's in your opinion.
Oh, it is near and near. I don't know how to read.
So then he brings out a cage of freshly caught Cornish pixies.
All I hear is Seamus.
Mm-hmm. And Seamus actually laughs at him. So I'm going to read, if I can find it quickly.
Okay, Tiffany.
I know. The pixie.
Freshly caught Cornish pixies.
Pixie pandemonium. What did I say? 102. Okay. It was pandemonium. The pixies shot in every direction like rockets. Two of them seized Neville by the ears and lifted him into the air. several shot straight through the window, showering the back row with broken glass. The rest proceeded to wreck the classroom more effectively than a rampaging rhino. They grabbed ink bottles and sprayed the class with them, shredded books and papers, tore pictures from the walls, upended the wastebasket, grabbed bags and books, and threw them out of the smashed window. Within minutes, half the class was sheltering under desks, and Neville was swinging from the iron chandelier in the ceiling.
Poor Neville.
Always poor Neville. Why is it always me?
Maybe we should have had him write that.
Yeah.
He likes that line.
He probably did like that one. So I looked up Cornish pixies. They're electric blue, about 8 inches high, wingless, pointed faces. Yeah,
wingless.
But they can fly.
But they have wings in the movie.
They do.
Oh, right. They have like fairy wings.
Yeah.
Don't they?
They have pointed faces and shrill voices. So in the book, they're jabbering and rocketing around, they're rattling the bars of the cage, and they make bizarre faces at people nearest them. So then I looked it up beyond just what the book has. They're mostly found in Cornwall, England, very mischievous. They can fly and carry the weight of a human in spite of their miniature size. They're practical jokers, they like to cause havoc, obviously. But why blue? Historically based, the myth is that pixies were a remnant of the Picts tribe, and they lived in Cornwall and are said to have painted their skin blue.
During Celtic times.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Maybe they needed oxygen. As it happens to your body when you need oxygen.
So I like when she puts things like the mandrakes, like just straight from some real fact, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
That's it. Oh my god.
That's the chapter.
Short and sweet, and now let's eat.
I don't know if it was short.
It was sweet.
It was sweet.
But we had no foods.
We ate already. We ate
the foods.
It's true. We had pizzas.
We had pizza while we watched us be on the news.
Oh, my bad.
Party foul.
Tiffany, the one who yells at us to silence our phones.
It's on vibrate. Why didn't it do that?
Is alarms it 'cause my phone's don't on? Vibrate only. They will always sound, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Sorry.
What do you have an alarm for at 8 o'clock at night?
Taking a vitamin.
Vitamin. Except that's not how you say it.
Vitamin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anybody have any lightning bolt round questions?
I do.
Me too.
We have to move to our fan story first. Or no, we don't. Gosh, guys.
Prego brain.
For real, though. It is real. I have many a question. Are you ready?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this to me seemed like Harry's first experience with a howler. So in Harry's first year, did no students receive howlers in the Great Hall?
Yeah, that's a good question because I feel like that would be...
I feel like there should be a lot of howlers happening.
Yeah.
Do you only it's get school. Your mail
well, we all
in
know.
The Great Hall?
No.
So
because
go.
Letter... Well, I'm just saying... Isn't
we all
that
know
a little
maybe he's oblivious to everything.
But the purpose of them is to like embarrass. So the Great Hall would be
the best place.
The best place to do it. But I'm just saying, like, I know we know that Harry received mail in Gryffindor Tower and whatever. So I thought that was interesting.
I guess Harry had more important things on his mind that he wasn't paying attention to what people were getting. He was thinking, oh my gosh, someone's trying to steal the stone.
Aww.
Say the sword.
The sword and the stone.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Anyways, so when they meet Professor Sprout, she's covered in bandages, right? From the Whomping Willow.
Huh.
It's a really good question, isn't it?
Well, did she teach during the Marauder times?
But they know that she's going to, like...
She had to have if she's close in age to McGonagall.
Right. So she should know about it.
Maybe, maybe Dumbledore literally didn't share that with anybody but Remus.
It's just interesting to me because, like, I feel bad. Like, is Dumbledore, like, watching her from the window, like, oh. Like, I'm sorry this is happening to you, but I'm not going to divulge my secrets. Typical Dumbledore, right?
Why didn't she just use Immobilis?
Because it probably only works on, like, one branch at a time or something.
Well, Hermione did it in the... Oh, wait, no, she didn't. Who did it?
That somebody did it in the movie. Yeah. That was Snape. And that doesn't really
happen.
Well,
how did Snape get in there?
Because Remus had just come in and he saw Remus.
So, but like he was able to get in before it started moving again?
No, he saw Remus.
Hit it.
Hmm. I'm pretty sure.
I feel like he would tell the teachers, because what would happen?
Well, she got the crap kicked out of her.
I guess
Snape knew because Sirius told them when they were in school.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, no, man. Mm-hmm. Maybe she doesn't like doing that to the tree.
What do you mean doesn't like doing that?
Maybe she feels bad. Yeah, maybe she feels bad.
Wouldn't she feel worse if she got pummeled by it?
I would think so.
Yeah, but like, you know what I mean? Like,
I know.
Like, I don't know how to explain it.
All
right. In my head, it makes sense. Where, like, I don't want to hurt the tree. I'd rather, like, me have a bandage.
It's not hurting the tree.
I know, but what if she thinks it is what I'm saying?
I think it's like when you grab a cat.
Well, then she doesn't know plants.
It's like when you grab a cat by the scruff, you know? You just push a little nut. It's the same thing.
That would make me uncomfortable.
They're fine. They are fine.
I know,
fine.
But, like, I'm not fine.
Scruff them.
Well, we know that. All right. Who would you want to repot a mandrake with? Bueller.
You want to do it with me?
I just said Meg.
What?
What? Katie said me. I would want to repot a mandrake with Neville.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he fainted.
He'd be a good one to do it with.
I'd probably pick Hermione.
What? Neville's better with plants.
That's fine.
Hermione's too, like, in her head about things.
I like Hermione.
Hermione.
This isn't about you. It's about who I want.
Do they have to be from Harry Potter?
No.
Who would I want?
Ed Sheeran.
I'm not that attracted to him. I just like his music, and he can sing to me while he does it. But then I'd have to, like, not do her headphones, so I'd die. Well, I wouldn't die. I'd pass out.
Gosh.
I don't know.
I'd repot with Fozzie Bear.
Oh.
But he did. Oh,
with those little earmuffs.
Digging.
Who would I want to repot with? I'm trying to think of someone that's good at doing stuff like that.
Neville.
Your grandma.
Yeah. Can't do it with the ghost.
Yeah, you can if it's Harry Potter world.
Yeah, but that doesn't necessarily mean she's a ghost.
That's true.
I'd like to think that she's resting peacefully.
She is. Would you have ran out of the Great Hall with your howler or stayed? Follow-up question. Do you think it would explode faster if you ran with it? Do you think it knows?
Yes. I think it knows.
I probably would have tried to run.
Yeah.
Well, actually, didn't Neville get a howler in Prisoner of Azkaban because he left the passwords out? And he was running out of the hall with the howler screaming.
Yes.
I remember. It's been so long.
I think so. Well, we're getting to that book.
I can't wait.
I don't think I would have been stupid enough to take the car in the first place. I just would have waited for my parents to get back from the other side. So,
but say you didn't. Say you weren't that smart.
She's a Ravenclaw.
Yep. Yeah. I'm also, I don't know. Sometimes guys can just be dumb. Like, use your head. I shouldn't say that. People can be dumb. Use your head. The adults are coming back. I would have waited.
Theoretically, they're coming back.
Yeah. Well, if it was like an hour, then maybe I'd panic and take the car, but all right. I would have tried to run, long story short.
All right. And then I have one more, and this is one of my favorite ones. So get ready. What did you do in your youth where you should have gotten a howler?
Ooh.
Do you remember a moment in your youth where you should have gotten a howler?
So many.
I have one. I'll share mine first.
Okay.
It was how I got my first detention ever in school. I was in fifth grade, and we had a substitute, and I had just started playing trumpet that year, and another class was outside reading books, and we had our instruments in the classroom for some reason, and I decided to blast my trumpet out the window at the class that was reading outside. And I got my first detention, so I got to figure I deserved a howler for that.
Oh, my gosh.
That's awesome.
Oh, man.
Go ahead, sorry.
No, I was just saying there's some other stuff I probably should have gotten howler for, but that's one that really stands out.
There.
Sorry, I'm just thinking of times that I probably should have, but my parents don't know what happened.
Yeah, I know one. If my and my parents know now, but I kept it from them for a really long time. My car got towed one time because I parked it at our old apartment's parking lot because I was like, they never checked when I lived there. And I was like, it's only going to be like 10 minutes. No big deal. They towed my car. It cost a lot of money. I kept it from my parents for like 3 years before I finally told them. But had they known at that moment, I'm sure I would have gotten a howler. And I probably deserved it because I should have just parked at a meter.
I don't play with tow trucks.
Oh, I don't anymore. I just want to point out that Katie like doesn't have a story.
I can't think. Like, seriously, ask my mom. She'll tell you that I was a perfect child. I didn't do anything wrong because I'm like so Hufflepuff. Worried about rules.
I'll tell you. A time I will follow them.
Good, this should be.
You forgot to pack the cord for the Mac.
Yeah, Meg would have said a
howler. Worthy of a howler.
You would have sent. What would that howler have said?
How dare you forget that cord?
Even though I was
absolutely disgusted.
Even though I was in that same room with you,
we had to record on Tiffany's Mac.
It wasn't my responsibility. You were packing it.
You're now facing an inquiry at the podcast.
Said the Slytherin.
God, now I feel like such a bad, like I'm probably the worst one out of the four of us.
Well, yeah, I didn't want to say it, so.
Really, though, I can't
There's other times
anything.
I could talk about getting it. When my mom finds out about BB 1.8, she's going to get, woof, she'll be screaming.
She's going to get, woof.
She's gonna, I was going to say she's going to get a howler, but I was meant to say she's going to give me a howler.
She is going
to
give you a howler. Is that all for lightning bolt?
Katie had some.
Katie?
What? Oh, no, I don't like mine.
Why?
Because it's just like stuff I thought up in case you guys didn't.
Well, what is it?
They're dumb.
I don't care. Read it.
I don't like it. I don't want to.
Okay.
I'll read
the
one.
The mystery lightning bolt questions.
I just wanted the one question. Like, what would your reaction be to Lockhart's first class? Like, your first impression when he walks in there and is boasting about himself?
My eyes would have rolled so hard. They would have fallen out of my head.
I wonder if I would have been like, oh my gosh, like he's so dreamy.
You would have swooned.
Well, here's the thing though. She so like swooned. Thinking if this is like American high school, I went to an all girls school. And I remember my senior year, we had a new teacher that was teaching freshman math. He was so good looking. So like anytime a guy came in, we're like, oh, there's a guy, there's a boy in school. Like, there's a guy. Like one of the
so
teacher's
glad
sons.
I went to co-ed school.
I honestly loved the fact that he went to an all-girls school.
I agree. I loved it.
There, I remember one of the teachers, and I forget who it was, her son, like, started working there, like, as a, not a gardener, but, like, he helped, like, with the yard and stuff, like, around the school.
He was a groundskeeper.
He was a little hagrid.
You have something for gardeners.
Well, like, he wasn't a gardener, though. Like, he was just, like, a handyman kind of thing.
Well, you have a thing for the working man.
Yeah.
I have a recorded fan story.
Do it.
I just need to clarify. Last week we did Jessica Baziak.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then we're on Regine.
No, I don't know if that's true.
Oh.
I was saying mm-hmm as I'm listening to you. Let me look.
I don't think you wrote. Oh, yeah. You
I think I did.
Just look at 27, please.
I believe we are on Regine.
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to play it.
Harry Potter obsession started when I was in fourth grade with the release of Sorcerer's Stone. I was the same age as the character, so I quickly clung to it, and as an only child, I had plenty of time to read. I was really obsessed with the books. I started buying everything Harry Potter I could get my hands on. It didn't matter if it was bed sheets, curtains, popcorn tins, ornaments, bookends, whatever it was, if it was Harry Potter, I probably owned it. My obsession continued until the release of Order of the Phoenix. Right before the book came out, my stepdad was diagnosed with cancer and only had about 4 or 5 months to live. He purchased Order of the Phoenix for me right before he passed away, and I remember I read it, and I remember I read the sixth book as well. But by the time the seventh book came out, I had packed up all my Harry Potter stuff, went to the midnight release, got the seventh book, and then put it on a shelf. I never finished it, and I never felt like I had the strength to finish it either. Recently, I decided to start a reread, and that was the same time I found Swish and Flick. And I found all these awesome people from the group and the podcast that loved Harry Potter and were able to get through the series and got so much out of it. It gave me the strength to continue. I'm currently on the fourth book, working my way back up to the seventh, and I know this time I'll actually have the strength to finish it.
Dang.
I legitimately like have chills all over my body.
I love our listeners' Potter stories.
I like
love
that, our listeners. So seriously, much. That's such an honor to hear. If we can be any kind of light. Any kind of home, light, safe space, like whatever you need, and like our community for
dude,
you.
Dude, our group.
That's incredible.
Yeah. I say it every time in my little social media closing, but I love our Facebook group.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And, I know, like, I get some messages on Instagram just so that, like, anybody knows if you're ever messaging on Instagram or Twitter, it's probably me responding to you.
That's true.
Facebook, we all jump in for the most part, but, like, Instagram and Twitter, it's usually me. And we get so many messages from people who, like, just don't do Facebook, which I get, and I totally understand, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But God, our Facebook group is so good. We got a message today on Instagram. I'm going to make sure that his story goes in sometime soon. Mm-hmm. But it's from, I got a message from a 13-year-old boy from Israel. Mm. And he sent us his story.
Awesome.
It was so cute. But yeah, we'll read it on an upcoming episode for sure.
So cool.
I love our Facebook group. And yeah, Regine, I'm excited for you to read the seventh one for the first time, which sounds like you haven't read it yet, is my guess.
That's crazy. It's awesome. And I'm glad that you found the strength to do it, you know?
If you've seen, I'm assuming she's probably seen the movies, the seventh two movies. Mm-hmm. And obviously, you know what happens because spoilers are
rampant
everywhere. Well, because it's been so many years, you can't really expect it not to be. But there's just so much more content in that book.
Can we talk about, someone posted something about spoilers on the Facebook group, and someone was saying that they, at the midnight premiere of the book, that people were yelling spoilers in the, you didn't
I'm
see
sorry.
That?
That's not cool.
I miss, I will say this to everybody, our listeners and in the group, I had to turn off notifications on Facebook because actually turn them off on all social media. One, it's a thing for me to not be on my phone so much. So I try to limit my social media time. But so sometimes I miss stuff. So if you write a message and I'm not tagged in it and it's like to me, about me or whatever, I miss it. I'm sorry. But and then I'll miss like random one. Yeah. I didn't see that. Well, I would have thrown the book in their face.
There's so many.
Beverly
posted. Oh. Did anything ever get ruined for anybody in the Harry Potter series? And everybody was responding with like their stories of what got ruined. I said that me and my mom ruined Hedwig's death for Katie.
There are other things. As
I don't think anything for me got ruined.
Quiet. Nothing for me got ruined.
I will say I'm one of those people that I ruin it for myself. When I went to a midnight show or midnight release of the book, the last one, and I read the epilogue, and then like I'm not a person that would ever say
you
anything.
Would never yell
no,
it
no,
out.
I wouldn't. I'm not that. No.
But yeah, they were saying that there were people who literally, I
cannot believe,
like, with a megaphone, driving around by the lines, saying Snape dies on page whatever, Fred dies on page whatever, Dumbledore, or like Snape kills Dumbledore on page whatever for like
someone would have died.
Oh my God.
I probably would have. I mean, I wouldn't have physically done anything. I would have cried.
Yeah.
What kind of human being are you that you need,
to do that?
I do remember when I read the epilogue in line, because I was with people that like mine was pre-ordered, but theirs wasn't. So they weren't aligned to like get the ones that weren't pre-ordered. Mm-hmm. So I got mine first. And so I read it like closely so no one could see what I was reading, and I closed it, and then I was like realizing what I had read because it hadn't really sunk in, and they're like, what? I'm like, I can't tell you because they'll ruin it. I'm like, I can't. And they're like, oh my God. And I'm like, I'm sorry.
I got mad. I got upset with her for doing that to herself.
But like, I'm the type of person, I do this with most books. Like,
I know, but it's like, it's the last Harry Potter book. How could you do that to yourself?
I also get really, really, really into my books. Like, and when I'm reading, like if I'm reading something on like a tablet or something, so I don't have actual physical pages to turn, like I did this with Gone Girl, I wanted to throw it out the window because I couldn't, like I get so anxious reading it because I'm like, what's going to happen?
That's an anxiety film.
Like,
book.
I did it with the, I think it was Hunger Games, and I didn't read the middle book. Like, not, I did read them all, but when I was reading the second book, I didn't spoil it for myself, and I, like, was having almost an anxiety attack, because I'm like, what's going to happen? So I like to read the end so I can prepare myself to be like, okay, Sarah, you know it's all going to end in this way.
Hashtag living with anxiety.
I just, yes.
I know get, that I get feeling really, you're talking about.
Like, I have yeah. dreams about books I'm reading. Like, I read that Star Wars book was having Star Wars dreams. It happens.
Oh my gosh.
If I'm watching crazy. A show continuously, I'll have dreams about the show.
Also, Regine, just like going back to Regine's story, she's posted pictures of her like OG Harry Potter merch mm-hmm. collection. It's so cool.
Yeah.
I'm jealous. I wish that I would have obtained more of that stuff.
She's awesome. Mm-hmm. She's so great. So
and you can go check her out on our Felix Files.
Yep.
That is live now.
Yeah. I have to I have to give a quick shout out to someone on Twitter who follows me, and I got a yas queen from her, so I'm like, I have to shout this girl out because that's hilarious. Hufflepuffster. So thank you for being awesome on Twitter.
Oh yeah. Speaking of Twitter, let's go to our social media wrap up. Yay.
Do it.
So make sure, as I said before, that everybody goes and joins our Facebook group to use for discussion on each episode. We love chatting with everybody on there. And also like our page to get all of the latest information. We're Swish and Flick Podcast on Facebook or Swish Flick Cast on Twitter and Instagram. You can also join us on Patreon for lots of exclusive content and other surprises. Our Bowtruckle and higher patrons get access to the Felix Files. We bring you a special Patreon-only podcast every other week. Our Phoenix-level patrons also join us for a monthly Google Hangout, which is always a blast, and they get to be a guest on the Felix Files. So if any of that sounds at all fun or interesting, make sure that you go to patreon.com/swishflickcast and choose your support level. It helps us to be able to afford equipment to make us better and monthly fees to keep the podcast going.
Tis true.
And going.
Forever and ever.
And it also helps to get us on the news. I'm kidding.
Yeah. So true. All right, guys, that concludes this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening, and don't let the muggles get you down.
Amazing. Just my voice.
Are your mics on? Somebody say something.
Hello.
Remember when I wasn't going to come back till February? Sucked back in. Guys, I'm sitting here with a little iced coffee, and it's great.
Yes,
dude, let's we were just on the news.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.